Welcome to the Rock Fight, where we speak our truth, slay sacred cows, and sometimes agree to disagree. This is an outdoor podcast that aims for the head. I'm Colin True, and today it's an emergency situation here at Rock Fight HQ because yesterday news broke that Deckers has finally released the Super Sneaker, and oh boy, do I have some thoughts. So stick around, you do not want to miss this. Before we get to that, look, this podcast doesn't cost you anything. So to pay me back for all of this amazing content we make for you here at the Rock Fight, can you please head to rockfight.co, sign up for our newsletter, maybe pass this episode along to one of your outdoorsy pals so they too can join you as an official Rock Fight Rock Fighter. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and now let's start the show. Last fall, Deckers, who owns footwear brands Hoka, Teva, and UGG, started teasing that they were developing a, quote, super sneaker brand. During October's third quarter company call, Deckers CEO Dave Powers teased this development and launch. At the time, Powers was quoted as saying that Deckers was developing the, quote, super sneaker brand across various categories that combine the best of Hoka and UGG, along with all the learnings the company has from those two brands, end quote. Last month, we poked a bit of fun at the idea of a super sneaker on our blog on rockfight.co. Head over to check out those posts. But honestly, it was because using the term super sneaker, it elevates expectations. And like we've talked about before on the show, it's getting harder and harder to actually do something innovative or worthy of attention. Well, the wait for Deckers Super Sneaker ended yesterday afternoon when Footwear News dropped an article with all of the details. And I have to say the results were less than super. Because the much-teased Super Sneaker was simply a reboot of Anu. If you don't recall, Anu was an outdoor active and lifestyle footwear brand that was acquired by Deckers in 2009 and shuttered in 2018. Anu's shoes were largely unremarkable during their entire run. The brand was sort of a, dumbed-down Oboes made to live at an REI, you know, basic outdoor footwear. And I'm not taking any shots at what the brand was. There are a million stories like this one in the history of the outdoor industry. Deckers likely saw Anu as a good complement to Teva and UGG, and eventually Hoka. And when you look at that full assortment, you can see how Anu would slot in next to each of those other brands. But the brand never truly connected with consumers, and eventually it went away. And all of this is to say that I was outright flabbergasted that the much ballyhooed Super Sneaker just turned out to be Anu 2.0. I mean, did I think the Super Sneakers would deliver on the hype? No. Did I think they'd end up being a rehash of a defunct former staple of REI's closeout section? Not in the slightest. And adding insult to injury here were the comments by Dave Powers in the Footwear News article. Let's run through some of them. The article opens with a quote from Powers about using the name Anu. Tuesday's announcement is not considered a relaunch of the Anu of the past. We originally had no intention of using the Anu name for this project, but we were having challenges coming up with a name that we could use on a global level when it came to securing trademark rights and all of those things. So we landed on Anu, because we already had the IP, and we have all these sites globally, so it just made sense. Choosing this name saved us a lot of headaches of setting up sites globally and integrating with our systems and everything. It made it super easy for us. So let me break that down for you. Deckers. A billion-dollar company, owner of one of the most ascendant global footwear brands in Hoka, just couldn't wrap their heads or vast resources around what to call this damn thing. So they resurrected a brand they spent 9 years trying to make work but couldn't, and decided to give Anu a Frankenstein's creature second chance at life. How is that possible? The product isn't much to get excited about, and I'll get to that, but again, I wasn't expecting much. But I certainly didn't expect to be reading about Anu in March of 2024. So how about the product? Well, let me again read from the article. The final result is what Powers calls a true sneaker brand that incorporates timeless and modern style with innovative materials meant for all-day wear and comfort. Anu's debut shoe is called the Sequence One Sneaker, inspired by a running shoe, but meant to be worn throughout the day for most occasions. Okay, so is it a sneaker, a lifestyle shoe? It doesn't sound like they know, and they want to have it both ways. And the problem with not defining it is that the consumer won't know either. In a 2016 article, Forbes reported that only 25% of Americans run in running shoes. I couldn't find anything more recent than that, but I can't imagine much has changed since then. That means 75% of running shoe owners are just wearing them around. So why do we need a running-inspired running shoe that you're not really supposed to run in? And also, these things are spendy. The cheapest model was $225. And the last thing I want to talk about is the brand will continue to position itself adjacent to other performance categories. The article states that the, quote, CEO added that the Ahnu team is looking into a court-style sneaker, a skate sneaker, and even a basketball sneaker. I don't really get that. So I'm supposed to get excited about an Ahnu basketball sneaker? Look, I'm sorry if I'm coming off poorly here, guys, but it's just more of the same. I mean, 2 days ago, I ran an episode about how we are making too much stuff in the outdoor industry. Last month, I ran an episode about Lululemon's new shoe and how they're marketing it on the back of its innovative qualities, of which there aren't any. And now the Super Sneaker comes out, and it's like Deckers found an old French fry under the car seat, you know, decided to like dust it off, pick off the bits of mold, and just put it out there like it's still hot and crispy. I mean, why couldn't this shoe have been a Hoka? Hoka is still lighting the world on fire, and from the pictures I've seen of the new Ahnus, I don't think they're so far removed that with a handful of tweaks, this could have just been a new high-end casual line from Hoka. I just don't see the reason for these things to exist. There was nothing in the product that blew my hair back and made me say, damn, that's a Super Sneaker. And Deckers couldn't even think of a cool new name or brand position because, well, it was just easier to use the thing we had laying around. So unfortunately, this is just another case of what are we doing here, guys? Technically, it is a sneaker, but Super? Not so much. But look, this is the Rock Fight. If anyone from Deckers who is working on Ahnu or is connected over there wants to come on and tell me why I'm getting this wrong, please reach out. Send an email to myrockfight@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to talk more about this with those in the know, so please hit me up, myrockfight@gmail.com. That's it for this emergency episode of The Rock Fight. It's late. I'm cutting this outro short. The Rock Fight is a production of Rock Fight LLC. I'm Colin True. Thanks for listening. And here to take us out of this emergency episode is an emergency performance of the Rock Fight fight song from Krista Makes. We'll see you next time, Rock Fighters. Rock Fight!